everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. On today's episode, we're going to be chatting about the potential development project behind St. Paul's Church. For those who are new to our community or who might not be aware of the potential development project, the project dates back 2 years ago after promoter and developer of the project, Reed Busada, proposed a first plan for the development project behind St. Paul's Church. At the time, St. Paul's Anglican Church was evaluating its assets to see what it could do to ensure that it had a financially viable future in order to remain a part of the community. The church looked into several possible projects that it could develop on its piece of land, which is about 4 acres in total, to generate income, including affordable housing. It eventually signed a sales and purchase agreement with Reed to sell the land at $1 million. The first proposal for the potential development project behind St. Paul's Church was rejected by citizens, and the town of Brome Lake asked him to go back to the drawing table to create another proposal that was supported by the local community. Reed and his company Imcor put together a new plan and proposed it to citizens earlier this summer, which saw the project scaled down. Recently, however, CIDI received a letter from a group of citizens known as the Knowlton Concerned Citizens, regarding the project, despite changes to the original plan and presenting a second proposal to citizens. This group of citizens remain concerned about the project and how it may impact the Lackbone community. As a result, the Knowlton Concerned Citizens have written a letter highlighting their concerns and a proposal that they have submitted to the Anglican Diocese and St. Paul's Church. As a result, CIDI sat down with Jacques Bonchamp, a member of the Knowlton Concerned Citizens group and signatory of the letter, about what their concerns are, their recent proposal to the St. Paul's Church and Anglican Diocese and what it involves, and what they hope to see unfold moving forward. Jacques, I wanted to thank you so much for reaching out to CIDI about the potential development project that might be constructed behind St. Paul's Church here in Knowlton. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. I think it's the best way to get all the people involved and knowing about what's going on in Knowlton, like Brome.
So, Jacques, as I mentioned, we're here today to speak on the potential development project behind St. Paul's Church and a letter that you and other citizens put together and sent out to the local media and members of our community. I just wanted to start off by asking you why you and the other signatories of this letter felt the need to put together this letter and to get your concerns out there to the community. I was wondering if you could please start off by highlighting that for our listeners.
Well, the idea of sending a letter to most of the residents in the area where the development will take place came up with when we realized that although we did send to the local church and we did send to the Montreal Anglican Church a letter expressing our interest in setting up a citizen's fund to purchase the land and to give the land a status of non-constructible, because we believe that it would be a misery to everybody if we start developing this area with condos. And that's why we decided that, having received no response neither from the church here in Knowlton and no response from the Montreal diocese, we decided that it was time for people to give their impression about this project and realize what is going to happen. That's why we did this letter summarizing the status of the project at this point in time. But the idea is that we don't understand, frankly, we don't understand why neither the church here, neither the diocese in Montreal didn't find a good reason to answer our letter that we sent to them.
Okay. And, you know, I've gone through the letter and I've read through the letter more than once, and you highlighted a number of concerns in there as to why you don't want to see this piece of land developed. I was wondering if you could maybe go into more detail about that and what your concerns are here and about this project.
Well, there were two projects. The first project was turned down by the citizens around this piece of land. After that, they came up with another project, which downgraded, but it was still a big project with a number of multiple houses. We believe that after investing so much money by the city and and also considering the current status of protecting the environment all over the world, not only here in Knowlton, but all over the world, people want to preserve green spaces for them and for future generations. The land was given to the church for public use, and it was used that way for 150 years. And now suddenly, somebody somewhere decided that he will sell the land to a promoter and develop condos, rich, condos for rich people. I don't have any problem with building condos for rich people, but why would you pick an area where the mostly should be protected? Because all that site there, including the church, including the city hall, are in a protected area. And why would you destroy that area? Because, as you know, today, paysage, the way you look at the space, is as important as the building you have in there. Mm-hmm. It's the overall look that gives the value to a space. And now you start at that point putting building there, it will destroy that everything in the area, and it is not in conformity with this patrimonial site.
And, you know, in this, so essentially what you're proposing is that you're going to do a fundraising campaign to purchase the land, and where would things go from there? I didn't know if you wanted to highlight your proposal a little bit more that you made to St. Paul's Church. Yes. And the Anglican Diocese.
What we want to do is we want to raise some money so everybody will, all the citizens, because this will benefit all the citizens in Knowlton. Everybody will be concerned. So if somebody wants to give $5, give $5. If somebody wants to give $10,000, give $10,000. And after that, we'll buy the land with the money. And after that, we'll transfer that to a foundation that will protect the land in perpetuity against any building of any kind. So that way, it will be like held in trust by a foundation, like you have many this type of foundation everywhere. The thing is that the land will be protected for in the future, for today's people. The city could get engaged themselves and do some landscaping. And if eventually the church is sold, it will be incorporated with this piece of land. And because I don't think anybody has in mind to destroy, to demolish the church when the activities of the Anglican church will cease here in Knowlton.
From my understanding, because I've been covering this development project basically since the beginning, and I know that the developer signed a sales and purchase agreement for $1 million. So essentially, if you went about this fundraising campaign, would you match the $1 million? Is that what I'm understanding correctly? And then go about trying to purchase the land?
The AMCOR has signed whatever document it is, because they always refuse to give us a copy of that document. They say it's a $1 million. We never know if it's a $1 million. We don't know what other conditions are attached to the $1 million. So what we give to the price we'll give to land is a price that is related with its market value. We're not going to speculate on that land. It's the idea is that we just give the market value of the land, which is fair for everybody. We have to remember that the churches has never paid any municipal taxes on this piece of land for 150 years. And today, they turn around and they say that we'll set up on $1 million. And even if the community is opposed to that, they want to go ahead against the will of the community. So we're really concerned about the attitude of the local Anglican church about this project. Why are they promoting such a project? And they don't want to give any sort of information about the real agreement they have with the AMCOR. We don't know if it's $1 million. They never accepted to give us any proof of that. There's no proof. It's always words. Mm-hmm. Give us a proof that it is $1 million and we'll think about it. But there's no proof at this point in time how they are committed with the AMCOR. So this deal was done between three people. The pastor here of the Anglican Church, the treasurer, and in court. Nobody else knows about it. Nobody, the city, even if it's a land that belongs, is a public, they come to us, They come to the citizen of Knowlton, and they say, well, by the way, I just bought this stuff for $1 million. Oh, yes, give me a proof that you did. Oh, no, no, I'm not giving any proof at all. That's not reasonable. We're a community. This land is public. So they must at least give the information so the people understand what is at stake. Now we don't know what is at stake. Does the $1 million include the church eventually? Is there what is in that supposed agreement that they said they have signed? We never seen a bit of piece of paper about this. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a bit unfair to the citizen of Knowlton to ask them to accept this without having any way a regards on what is done behind closed doors. Nobody wants to tell us. I don't know if they even talk about this to their congregation's members. I'm not even sure of that.
Now that you have sent out this letter and you've made this proposal, what is your next steps? Do you plan on reaching out to IMCOR? What do you have any other plans to move forward with this? What are your next steps now that this letter is sent out there?
Well, I cannot answer for everybody in the group. I think we will sit down as a group and we will discuss what needs to be done. But certainly, rest assured that it will not stop here. The way all this project has been done from the beginning, and we don't see any reason, I don't see any reason, I don't know about the others, to sit with IMCOR. What we have to say to IMCOR? Yes, he even offered me as a person to purchase the land for $1 million, and he says he wants to protect, there's so many contradictions in this thing that's really upsetting, because I think dealing with these matters, we should be of a good faith and say exactly what is going on. And this is what is particularly, I would say, shameful.
You're just looking for more transparency on their part, from my understanding, from what I'm getting from what you're saying.
Yes, well, certainly that's the first step. Mm-hmm. If you're in good faith with your project, you don't mind giving the information. Why would you? Mm-hmm. Because the information is there, and we know who's the purchaser, we know who's the price he said he paid, who will eventually pay for this. But what about the other condition attached to that? We don't know. Maybe he says he will build 12 apartments, and after that we'll find out that he can build 24. I don't know. We don't know. So that's a problem. The big problem is that, by the way, the Anglican Church of Montreal sold the church in Waterloo for $10,000. And they recently find out that the Anglican Church from Montreal has donated a piece of land in Montreal to a foundation. And now suddenly, nobody wants to touch this project from Montreal. Nobody at the church wants to touch this project, and they always refer us, go to see Mr. Wee, go to see Mr. Wee. I mean, frankly, we want to know what's going on.
If other people want to get involved with your group, Jacques, or if they want more information about your group, is there a way for people to go about that?
But certainly, we have raised a number of people's intention to vote any rezoning of this area. As of today, there's a majority of people who will reject any change of zoning. Secondly, after publishing the letter to the people in the area, we have received comments from people, and some of the things I raised to you came up. Like, for instance, how can somebody sell a piece of land that belongs to a congregation and nobody knows how it was done? Where are the paperwork and everything? So there's a lot of confusion, you know. People are confused. And certainly, most people wait at the last minute to wake up. But our role is to make sure that people fully understand what's behind all this. And that's the main purpose of it, to inform them. We take side on the fact that we want to protect that area. People may have other opinions, that's fine. But it's certainly the problem is to inform. Mm-hmm. transparency is very important, that in a community like us, we don't wake up one morning and say, oh, that thing has been sold. It's not fair play for everyone.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Jacques, but please feel free to mention anything else that you think would be important for people to be aware of that I may not have touched on in my question.
Oh, we have other information that we'll give to the people when time comes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Thank you so much and have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. To ensure that our citizens are informed of all perspectives on the potential development project behind St. Paul's Church, Tim Weeb, who is the Reverend of St. Paul's Church, also spoke with CIDI about the development project, the proposal submitted by Knowlton Concerned Citizens, and provided certain clarifications that he deems important for the community to be aware of. Tim, thanks so much for coming on down to CIDI to chat a little bit about the potential development project behind St. Paul's Church. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, but there needs to be a correction right at the outset. It's not St. Paul's project. We have signed a contract. Mm-hmm. We've signed a purchase and sale agreement, and we have nothing else to do with that project until we receive the check. I think there has been some confusion, so yeah.
Yeah, Tim, we're here today to speak on the potential development project because there's actually a group of citizens that sent out a letter, including to CIDI, and a proposal has been made. So I just wanted to start off by asking you what you think of their proposal in particular, which is, of course, essentially them purchasing the land and then putting it into a nature reserve with the sale supporting the expenses of the church moving forward. So I just wanted to get a sense as to what you think about this proposal exactly.
Well, just going back to what I was saying before, St. Paul's has signed a purchase mm-hmm. and sale agreement with IMCOR, which means we can't negotiate. We have no ability to make any kind of arrangement or deal. The bishop has signed that purchase and sale agreement. We have signed that purchase and sale agreement. So we can't entertain any other offers. If you sign a contract, you have to maintain the stipulations of the deal. So I don't know what to say other than that. It's a confusion, I think, that we can do anything. We can't. Now, having said that, a member of our board with Reed Busada, with IMCOR's permission, because it's in their ballpark, said, can we have a discussion? So the discussion basically centered on their proposal. It's not an offer. They keep using the word offer, and it's not an offer. An offer is a different number. As it stands, they would go out and hold a fundraising campaign. If that fundraising campaign raised $5, does that mean we're bound? It's too vague. That's the way it comes across. And if I were in a business, I wouldn't take that kind of offer. The fact that we're a church still means we have to make good business decisions.
That was one of my questions. A representative of the church and IMCOR did have a conversation with these individuals.
IMCOR, it was just a member of our board.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so essentially, they want to move forward with this, they have to go through IMCOR is what you're saying.
That's absolutely correct. And that's been the way from the beginning. And I guess I'll reiterate that something that's been said many times, that Reed Busada has said he will walk away. He is perfectly willing to walk away from the project if they're willing to pay the $1 million. It should also be said he has spent a lot of money on this development, that he's put a lot of time and a lot of effort into this. And the fact that he would walk away would mean a substantial loss to him. But he wants to support the church.
The group of citizens are concerned that a development project behind the church will impact the historical integrity and identity of that area near St. Paul's. Do you think that's the case? You know, these are the comments and statements that they made in their letter. So I'm just trying to get your perspective on things here.
Sure. I think aesthetics, the house right beside our church was just rebuilt. I don't believe that the townhouses that are being developed are that different in structure or different in kind. I think if you drive by the church, very little of what is behind can be seen. there are trees in the way, and there's, you know, the parking lot. I think if you want to see a problem, you will see a problem. You know, it will be one of those things that sticks out for you. But if you were just walking by unaware of anything, I'm not convinced that you would notice a difference in kind.
Well, those are really all the questions that I have for you, Tim. I just wanted to get a sense of, in your perspective on this letter, now that it's been circulated. Yeah. But please feel free to bring up anything that you think would be important for people to be aware of regarding this project.
I tried on our Brome County News interview to underline, I think, three things. One, just St. Paul's has nothing to do with this. We've signed a purchase and sale agreement for IMCOR to purchase the land. We have nothing else. The second thing is, I think what was submitted was not an offer. I don't know how you could consider that an offer. Mm-hmm. So to call it that, it just doesn't seem right in my eyes. And I guess going back to the first one is has nothing to do with us, so don't talk to us about it. Our next goal, God willing, is to stand on the front steps of the church and receive the $1 million check from Reed Bousada. That's the only next steps that we have. It's the only other piece of the puzzle for mm-hmm. us.
Well, thank you so much, Tim, for your comments and for chatting with CIDI about this. I really appreciate it.
My great pleasure.
CIDI also reached out to Reed Bousada, developer and promoter behind the project, whom addresses these concerns and the proposal that was put forth to the Anglican Diocese and St. Paul's Church. Reed, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with CIDI about the potential development project behind St. Paul's Church here in Lac Brome. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for the phone call and asking me to do this.
So, Reed, we are here today because a group of concerned citizens, actually, that go by the name Knowlton Concerned Citizens, have written a letter to their fellow community members, local media, regarding the potential development project that IMCOR, your company, is looking to bring to life behind St. Paul's Church in Knowlton. So they propose to lead a public fundraising campaign to purchase the land in question and then transfer it to a nature reserve to protect the land from development. And then the proceeds of that sale would be used to support the operational expenses of the church in the future. So in past conversations that you and I have had together, and Reverend Tim Weeb also highlighted this as well, you have mentioned that if citizens wanted to purchase the land in question, if there was a serious offer on the table, that you'd consider walking away. But from my understanding, this is not something that you're considering at this time. So really why I wanted to get you on the phone here today is to ask you why this is the case and what your perspective is on this proposal exactly.
Well, when we did mention that possibility, it's not open forever, right? Like, we're spending money on a weekly basis, moving our projects forward on the design, discussing, meeting members and part of that community and talking to them about the project. So we're spending money every single week. So, I mean, it was for them to get back to us, the concerned citizens, with a serious offer at the time. And we're going back to like June. Well, no one's contacted me since June to say, seriously, we're interested. We've had one person that fired us off an email to say, yeah, possibly we might be, which was an open-ended email that said basically nothing. And we responded to them and say, well, if you're serious, come to the table with a serious offer. Don't just say we have the possibility of maybe purchasing land. So I'm still not closed to the idea if somebody came to us with a serious offer, but nobody ever has reached out to me from these concerned citizens. I mean, the only thing we've ever heard was always complaints, right? When originally we had 20 units or 18 units, and then we went down to 12 to 15 units, and then they addressed it like four or five concerns that I think we addressed in our new projects, and now we're down to six units, and now that as well is, you know, not good enough. But originally when we had 15 to 18 units, everybody said, well, if you had eight units, this would be no problem. Now we're at six units, and it's still a problem. So
from my understanding, they actually reached out to the St. Paul's Church.
But they've made no offer to the St. Paul's Church. There is no offer. So it's hard to consider an offer. There is no offer. Nobody's ever contacted me to say, hey, can we come over and meet with you? Or could you come over to meet with us? I'd be more than happy to sit down and have a discussion with people. No one's ever reached out to me. So I've heard about this offer, but I've even contacted the church, and they've never received an offer. I think
again, if you come back in, if you were selling your house and somebody came to you to make you an offer on your house and said to you, listen, we potentially want to buy your house. We don't know how much we want to pay for it. We don't know when we want to buy it, but we might want to buy it. Would you consider that as an offer and actually meet with people and have a discussion? I wouldn't if it was me on that side. So I think they have to sit down and come to us with something serious. Now, they could come to us and say to us, look, we've raised X amount of money, and we plan on raising X amount of money in the future. So we would come up with a purchase price of this. Is this something that would you would consider to walk away from the project with the investment and the money that you've put in at this point? And would it be enough to save the church? And then we could sit down with the church and have that discussion. Nobody's done that. So it's so weird that they're talking about this. And even the letter and the letter that they sent out, there's a lot of things that aren't even true inside the letter. But at the end of the day, I'm just tired of going back and forth with them. We're moving forward with the project, and we've had a really good response from the people that live in that community. We actually have the majority of the people that have said, we really like what you've done. Sometimes it's just, you know, changing the colors and on the building because the white stands out too much, that we're very open to. But we had the majority accepting our project and not the minority.
One of the main concerns of the Knowlton Concerned Citizens Group was that they hadn't heard back from St. Paul's Church or the diocese. But as Tim explained, they cannot respond due to the relationship with IMCOR and the agreement with IMCOR. I was wondering if you could highlight this a little bit more for our listeners and what the agreement is exactly there, and you know, why the church couldn't engage with citizens on this matter. That was kind of what one of their major concerns was that they weren't hearing back, but Tim was explaining to me that they need to reach out to IMCOR. So I didn't know if you could explain what the agreement is there exactly.
Sure. So we have an accepted offer on the piece of land with a deposit, with a timeline that we can extend by continuing to do non-refundable deposits on the piece of property. And that was in our offer to purchase when they accepted our offer at the beginning. So as long as we continue doing our deposits on the land, we're extending the purchase agreement. So the church, like in any agreement offer to purchase, your hands are always kind of tied with the person that's willing to buy your piece of property. If we let that expire by not renewing with another deposit, then the church would be in position to have a conversation with anybody they would want about the piece of property. But as long as we continue extending that purchase, that deposit, so our purchase to offer, anybody who would be interested in the piece of property would need to come and talk to us, which very easy to get in touch with us. And again, I repeat, because I find it so weird that nobody's ever reached out to me, you know, to come and talk to us, besides, like I say, this one email from one particular individual that did, and we responded to them very clearly to say, okay, well, bring us a serious offer, because we just don't want to meet to have a discussion about nothing. We want to sit down and have a discussion, a real discussion, and say, okay, here's, amounts, timelines, et cetera, you know, and then we can consider that to say, is it worth our while for us? Is it a ridiculous or a good offer? We make that decision, then we can sit down with the church and have a conversation, everybody together. But that's just not happening.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify. When I spoke to one of the signatories behind the letter, his name is Jacques Beauchamp, he mentioned that one of the major concerns of the Knowlton Citizens Group is the lack of transparency on part of IMCOR and St. Paul's Church, particularly when it comes to your purchase and sales agreement between IMCOR and the church to purchase the land at $1 million. That there is no proof that this is the amount that IMCOR has offered. I was wondering if you would be willing to comment on this, because it seems to be a source of contention for the people that want to raise funds to see this land preserved for future generations. So I didn't know if you wanted to comment on that.
I don't think we could be any more transparent, and I don't think any developer would even share the information that we've shared with everybody. I find it weird. You know, I mean, when we did our presentation, Mr. Beauchamp was at the presentation in the church, and he accused me of all these things, but I had never prior spoke directly to Mr. Beauchamp. We said at that moment, this is how much we're paying for it. We said to him, I would be happy for it to share the offer to purchase with him, but he'd have to sign an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, which is normal. I believe he's studying in law, so he knows exactly what that is. We put that out to everybody, which is a normal process. Anybody who would like to see the offer to purchase, which, again, is a lot more than I believe any other developer would ever do. It's not something when you're buying something, coming back to the house example, if you put an offer on, you don't print that in the temple that this is the offer that I put on this house and you share it with everybody. That's not something you do, but we offer that. Again, we've been transparent since the beginning. I mean, I lived in Knowlton for 20 plus years, very involved in the community, ran a business there for many, many years. It's just ridiculous to have these accusations come towards me and saying we're not transparent. We've been nothing but transparent. We told them the price that we put an offer on the piece of property. The church told them what the evaluation of the piece of property was at. We offered him to look at the offer to purchase by signing an NDA. These are all things that we are extremely transparent about, but yet he's never contacted me to say, yeah, I would love to sign the NDA and go through it. Go through your offer to purchase. And he'd see everything we said is the absolute truth. But the reality is most of the people in town know me. I've been in the town and I've brought up my 5 children in town. I spent 20 years of my life. These accusations are ridiculous.
And, you know, they were also mentioning how, like, the identity and the character of the area. This was something that you touched on. I remember when I went to the presentation for the second proposal of the project, when you took the citizens' concerns into consideration, went back to the drawing table. And, like he mentioned to me, the identity and the character of the area also seems to be some source of contention as well. So I didn't know if you wanted to highlight what your perspective is on this exactly. And do you think that this is the case, that this development project will affect the character in some way, shape, or form?
The idea behind it is we're not going to touch the church at all, right? So the piece of property. And I'm not sure if I'm going to answer your question here. I'm going to try to answer it. And if I don't answer it, please ask me again the question. But one reality is right across the country, all the churches are closing, right? So not just on the United side or the Anglican side or the Catholic side. It's just less people going to church. There's this real estate and there's a huge demand on densifying and increasing, building more homes and communities, right? With a lot of immigration happening, our population in Canada is growing, right? In a very short time, we went from 33 million to 40 million. Okay. So it seems like our population, and now they're talking about another 1.5 million immigrants coming in over the next 3 years. Knowing this information and knowing that less people are going to churches, all these churches are being converted right across the province. Never mind the country. It's happening everywhere in the country, but let's stick to the province. And every town's forced to try to densify and figure out. Now we're taking and most of these are kind of lower end. Most of the areas where they're being developed, most of these churches are kind of attacking the lower end housing market, being in high rise or mid rise. We're not doing that. We're saying it's a higher end part of town, St. Paul's area. So we're focused on trying to build a medium to high end project that we're looking, and we're trying to run the numbers with what the church wants for the piece of property and making a project work. And we're fitting it onto that piece of property and really trying to make it blend into everything else that's on that street, right? Like it's just that's the major focus of this project. Now we're not coming in and say let's propose 40 units and affordable housing. I don't think that's very much needed in Knowlton, like every town. I don't think that's the right spot for.
Speaking on this project, the last time that we spoke, like I mentioned, you created a second proposal that you presented to citizens at St. Paul's Church. And I'm just curious to know where you are at in the process actually right now for this project. Has this proposal been worked on, expanded on? Has it been submitted to the town yet? Now that these concerns are out there, I really wanted to get an understanding as to where you were at in the project right now.
A great question. I think the one thing that the town asked us to do is make sure we kind of get social acceptability of our project from the citizens, right? The town, I think the town of Lac-Brome has a really good understanding that they're there to represent the citizens, right? So other towns might approve a project like this and cause a lot of frustration and just make the project go through. The town of Lac-Brome said to us, go do your work, go into the neighborhoods, go show the people your project and listen to some of the concerns. We as a developer understand that we're never going to have 100% of the people that are for the project, but we need to have the majority. So we did door-to-door, went and met with everybody and talked to them about the project. And from the people responding to us that says, yes, we're in favor of the project or we're against the project, when we add up all those names, we have a majority by far. It's not a close. We're not at 51%. We have a big majority of the people that said, we very much appreciate that you took our concerns into consideration and made the modifications to your project. And we believe this is the right project for there. Now, there is people that are against the project, that don't like the project, that want to preserve the land, that want to say, no, we don't like it, and are saying falsehoods like we're cutting all these trees and we're doing all these things. This project originally started because we are focused on saving the church and making sure that they stay in business, basically. And that's, we've had other opportunities to look at other pieces of property in town and do this. We're not interested in doing that. So we've met with the town. We've had discussions with them. We've showed them some of the changes that we've done. We haven't officially deposited with the town yet. That probably will be happening in the coming weeks to months. We've met with potential buyers. That's, by the way, 100% of the people that are on our list are locals that have been living in our town for years and been contributing financially to many things that everybody uses in town. And they're people that just want to downsize from their homes that they have now and stay in our community and stay in Knowlton. They don't want to have to move to council or move somewhere else. They just want to get closer to town, be able to downsize out of their homes that they have now, but not have to move somewhere else.
So whenever this is submitted, whenever things move forward, you'll have all that information, I'm sure, on your website for people to stay up to date with.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We will.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Reed. I'm just trying to collect all perspectives on this development project, because I know there's a lot of stakeholders involved in this, a lot of concerned citizens involved in this. So I really just wanted to hear from all sides and present all perspectives. So thank you so much for answering all my questions. And please feel free to mention anything else before we sign off that maybe I didn't bring up in my questions that you think would be important for people to be aware of, if there's anything else I didn't mention.
I really appreciate you taking the time and listening to our side and asking me the tough questions. Thank you very much for doing that. I have nothing else to add.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Reed.
Great. Thank you very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.